nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the job disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry, don't want to rephrase that.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
King of the Back. King of the Back?
Yes.
This Green Bay? Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it from now.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife likes the priest. She's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Doc.
Like Grandma Glace?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
He's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
Now, your mother is tougher than you think.
The f*** is me now? Hey!
Don and Mike?
There'll be no
mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Phil's here.
Phil?
Phil. Hi, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Sewat. Take it away, Rob.
He was on time. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Freaktacular 2000 and all the ships at sea. Very pleased that everyone in Fairfax County finally has their cocks back to normal. Hello, Channel 5. It's Donnie G and Lucky O.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast and nationwide, Visa, that's a good run, darling.
Yeah.
Not Geronimo, Michael Mara right here. So we call it Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Coming to you from radio station WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. Broadcast nationally
all over the country.
We got the offices of the Westwood One Radio Network. We have 5 million Arbitron rated listeners. We thank you for your patronage. And, of course, the chain of command, Big Al, your radio pal.
Oh, I love hearing you say that.
Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, and Donald the Monkey Ephraim. That's your lineup. Here he is to my left and to your right with microphone turned on, our friend, Guy Buzzwack. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. And hello, welcome to the show, everybody. It's January 7th. Telephone number is 1-877-365-3636. I'll tell you right up front that today's show is absolutely jam-packed.
Jam-packed today.
The Freak Show. Today,
yes.
As soon as the freaks get here, you bring them right in the studio. Because we're not going to wait around. We have too much crap to get into today's show.
Freaks, carry your luggage up to the room.
Jack. Freaks, many freaks. Some of them putting things in their noses, having it come out their mouths. Lots of eating freaks today on the show. Lots of freaks will be eating animals and pieces of metal and light bulbs.
Yeah, the light bulb thing is just amazing.
Yeah, wait. All of those freaks will be qualifying for 4 Redskins playoff tickets that we will give away on today's show. Also, Rudy Marski from USA Today and Leslie Visser from ABC Monday Night Football on the show. Plus, for the first time in the year 2000, Puerto Rico's favorite son, Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel.
And we'll have a brand new low budget Jeopardy for you and plenty of chances to win up to $10,000 today with the Celebrity Laugh.
Yes, which has not been guessed yet.
So that is a jam-packed show. I'm going to start today by telling you something I like. I've been telling you something I don't like.
Very good.
We'll try to offer balance here.
I like that.
Here's something I really like. I love it when disc jockeys on stations that play records.
Yes.
When disc jockeys do crossovers. Let me explain what that is for those who don't know.
Okay.
I think if you have a disc jockey who works from 10 till 2, and you have another disc jockey who comes on from 2 till 6, and generally most disc jockeys these days, no matter what city you live in, disc jockeys are only allowed to read whatever is written in front of them, like our station plays the most music with less talk.
Right. And far be it for them to interact.
But once every 4 hours,
yes,
these disc jockeys get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because at 3 minutes until 2 o'clock,
right,
the midday disc jockey gets to hand it off to the afternoon disc jockey.
Doesn't happen at a lot of stations.
And then for 90 glorious seconds, what you hear basically is a train wreck. Because you hear disc jockeys who are so excited about the chance to say something.
And in one case, you've got a disc jockey with two sorts of excitement. You've got the disc jockey who's excited to be having his little moment to happy talk. He's also excited because he's off work.
And then you've got the other disc jockey who's happy because he's going to get to say something also.
Right.
But because these disc jockeys never really get to say anything. They never get to practice to say anything except this one point of the day.
Right.
It always ends up being a joyous train wreck. And I heard one today that I almost drove off the road when I was listening to it. It was these two disc jockeys coming on, and the one guy goes, all right, that's almost it for my show. I'll see you Monday with the All Request Cafe. Now, coming up next to Drive You Home and Drive You Crazy, it's Kooky Sid, or whatever Kooky Sid's name is.
Right.
Then Kooky Sid, he's in the back of the room.
Hey, man.
And he's loving the fact that they're talking without music under them.
Sure.
Except you can't hear anything that Kooky Sid is saying.
So he's interacting with him without a microphone.
So the first disc jockey's going, hey, yeah, Kooky Sid, I'll tell you what, how about those Redskins this weekend? What do you think? You think they're going to be a big winner this weekend? And then you hear from the back of the room, and they went on like this. Now, why the first disc jockey?
Do you think it was a scheduled interact, or do you think they just...
No, I hear it every day.
In the back of the room that's just standing there without a microphone.
No, I hear it every day at the same time.
So sometimes he's on the microphone?
Yeah, and most times this guy's on microphone, but for whatever reason... The guy was in the back of the room, and I had my radio cranked up to 10, the volume all the way to 10.
To hear that great radio.
And I could still barely hear it, and then I lucked out because I went from that station to another station where I heard yet another train wreck.
Another DJ handoff.
It was, I think, on the on one of the soul stations, where the lady disc jockey was on in the middle of the day. She goes, it's been so great having you here today. I've been loving having you on my show. Stand by now for you know, Soul Brother number one who's coming up next. And his microphone level was like this.
Hey, baby, how you doing, baby?
What do you got planned on your show today?
Oh, you look so fine today, baby. You look so absolutely fine today. Ooh, you sweet thing.
And they never, much like the other disc jockey changeover.
It's kind of like the opposite with this guy.
They never noticed that they were having this technical problem.
Because of their excitement about being in the room together.
And because disc jockeys generally never get to talk anymore. So anyway, that's... I love bad radio, and I really got to hear a double dose of it today. So that's the
happy thing.
That's what I love.
Great.
I love disc jockey crossovers. You can't beat them.
Okay.
Now, what do I not like?
Yeah.
Here's what I do not like. I do not like when I was going home last night, and yesterday was January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like seeing Christmas lights. Now, I do not begrudge you people who have left your lights up. No problem with that. I've still got lights on my house. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I don't turn them on at night. Do you still turn your lights on, Mike, your Christmas lights on?
Yes.
Okay, well then I'm sorry. I don't like you.
Well, that's
Christmas.
Fine. Well, that's
Christmas.
Fine, Ebenezer. That's
Christmas
fine.
Christmas is
you know.
Over. I'm not freaking Ed McMahon. Okay. I don't have a Christmas tree in my house year-round.
What if you have them hooked so that's your only source of outdoor light? Because I know this one guy that the way he turns his lights on is he runs into the actual bulb socket for his porch light. So if
all I have is the little garland with the lights on it around on the porch, and I have the candles in the window.
Okay, well, first of all, the candles in the window should be gone.
Well,
my Christmas,
come out to my goddamn house and
Christmas,
take them down.
Christmas was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You should not have this stuff in your window anymore.
Yeah, you should get a two-year-old and a four-year-old crawling around here. We got priorities, you know.
Have you ever played golf
house
in the last 3 weeks?
Yes.
Then you've had a chance to take down those
my
lights.
My God, who am I? Is this my partner or my mother, maybe?
I'm just telling you that it pisses me off. I drove home last night. I saw way too many houses.
You know, it's funny.
Who had the big expansive light displays going on.
What's funny is I came out this morning and I got the paper, and we leave them on at night, overnight. And I was unplugging them from the front, and I was thinking at that moment as I was unplugging them, hey, it's about time, you know, to get these down. And now, oh, hell, they're going to be up till St. Patrick's Day. Now it's going to be a matter of principle, you know. It's like, and I'll make sure I have you over to look at them, you know, and just go, hey, happy March. Hey, come on. There they are.
Darn Satan.
Yesterday was Orthodox Christmas, and for a lot of people, yesterday was the 12th day of Christmas.
Oh, please.
Some people still celebrating.
The Christmas that we all celebrate.
I keep my candles in the window unlit, but I keep them in the window almost all year.
No problem.
Okay.
The Christmas that we all celebrate where we buy each other gifts.
Right.
And that is the real Christmas.
Right.
The real meaning of Christmas is going to the store and buying gifts. That is December 20th.
Ask me when I took my Christmas tree down.
When did you take that down?
December 26th.
Okay.
Lights and everything. I get a little credit for that.
Yeah, but nobody can see that.
Well, you can see it if you kind of like drove by the house and you look through.
Oh, you drove right up here, the driveway.
Yeah.
Out front your window.
Can I get no credit from you for
I'll
that?
Give you, no, I'll give you credit. I'm telling you. Just, as I drove home, the more I drove home last night, the madder I was getting.
When, in your opinion, is it the day after Christmas that you take down?
You have a carte blanche until New Year's.
New Year's Day?
But by New Year's Day, yeah. And I'm not saying they should be down.
By New Year's Day?
Yeah, but they should.
See, I think what you really
turned off. They don't have to be taken down.
In all seriousness, so you're saying, let's see, but if I unplugged them and they're unplugged right now. So the
act of course they're unplugged now. It's the middle of the day.
Well, this is the first time like in a week you're taken on.
Johnny energy
burner.
No problem.
They'd be plugged in all day. Why go out into the cold and unplug and plug?
I think the lights should really stay up for the other key birthday in our calendar year, and that's January 8th.
Oh, that's Elvis. Sorry,
Elvis' birthday. If you celebrate too big, break and bring him down on the 9th.
I think that maybe this weekend. This coming weekend is the weekend that a lot of people are going to be breaking down their lights.
Well, I hope
it's going to happen. The early birds,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. The early birds will probably, because last weekend was the New Year's weekend, and people didn't, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't mind if you keep them up. Just don't turn them on. It's not Christmas. In fact, I'm not in the Christmas mood anymore. I'm getting back to being myself again.
I don't like to argue with you. You know I don't like to argue with you, but I like seeing them still. The icicle lights on the houses.
I hate anybody who has icicle lights. There's two people I hate right now. I hate people with icicle lights, and I hate people who still have those damn Christmas wreaths in the hoods of their cars.
That'll all change next year when you're visited by the ghosts. Everything will be 100%
like,
okay.
Christmas is over, man.
But it's just that,
give it up.
I still like to see the lights. I mean, it's kind of...
move to Vegas, then.
It's cold.
It should be a light-free zone.
Boy, I tell you, that would be a dream come true for me.
Okay, now.
Live in Vegas.
Speaking of Christmas.
Yes.
You returned our Christmas gifts last night, our Dennis Murphy Christmas gifts.
I did, and I had a moment of generosity. When you had actually given me your gift and said, here, use it towards the purchase of any gift you get.
Dennis gave me an executive laser pointer.
And I was going to do that. I was actually free of any guilt because you had kind of said, go ahead and just use it for your own.
Take it by yourself.
Then, Johnny Thoughtful, on the way out to the car, for whatever reason, right as I'm getting into my car, Buzz knows I'm going right to Brookstone
right.
to exchange it. And Buzz whispers in my ear, he says, he really wants a ear and nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, Mike told me that today. And Buzz, are you trying to tell me something?
No, you had mentioned it actually a couple of weeks ago on the air on this very program. You said you'd like to have one of those. And I know that's true, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I know that's true because I didn't bring it in because it's in my wife's car.
Right.
And I know because when I told him that I'd gotten him that,
right.
He had a look on his face. And I know him so well. I mean, with gifts, we're both exactly the same, really.
Right.
And I knew him.
Impossible to hide.
Impossible to fake it. And he had a look on his face that was like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted, and there was one. It's a, you know, it's a relatively inexpensive one. Your gift was valued at approximately $50.
Yeah, are you ready for
this? Wow.
You can really figure out Dennis's pegging order.
Uh-huh.
My gift was valued at $50.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz's was valued at
about $35.
I don't know because Buzz kept it.
I kept
that
my clock. Yeah. You know, I should have looked at that too because I was checking everybody's stuff out.
He gave $25 worth of gift certificates.
Right.
To the other guys.
Yep.
Mike's gift was valued at $99 on sale, and he gave Rob a coffee mug, which had to be what about $10 maybe?
Probably less than that.
$7 or $8.
Probably less than that. Yeah, right. $7 or $8.
So on
maybe
the
$6.50 or something.
On the Dennis Murphy sweaty claws scale,
I felt guilty.
You know, we've known this all along that you are Dennis's favorite.
Yeah. So I get in there and I say, "What's the total value?" And the guy said, "And I hand him the massage, and he says $175."
Whoa!
$175. And I'm like, "Wow, what's this?" He said, "I think that's $50." I'm like,
whoa. Like a laser pointer?
So, yeah, so I'm saying to myself, well, you know, I got $200 worth of merchandise to go out and get, and I start walking around Brookstone all excited,
sure.
Thinking, hey, what am I, you know, this is going to be great. And I walk around one time, and then I walk around another time, and then I slowly realize that there's just, I mean, it's just not, the stuff that's in there is, I guess, for more organized people than me. I'm not, and then I have the major disappointment as I go up to the massage table and I see my massager that's, it says marked down, $99.
I bet you're going to have some taken off your gift certificate.
Yeah, see, and so he said the original $175 was not, he said I misspoke when I said that, and I kind of think the guy was working me. Because the guy didn't like, you know, for whatever reason, didn't like me because I'm bringing stuff back. Didn't like it at all, you know, and it's just like, oh, what do we have here? All right, and you'll be getting something else here? I said, well, that's the way it works, right? Unless I can get cash for it. He's like, no,
of course.
No.
That would have been the best gift of all if we could have gotten cash for
it. It would have been fantastic. So I got some steak knives.
Well, that's the good that I'm buying yourself.
Yeah, they were like really quality knives, and I love knives. I like good sharp knives, and I got I not only got the steak knives, but I even bought a carving knife and a fork that matched the steak knives. And I ended up spending about $40 of my own money to get the knives, and then got your nose trimmer. But I made $20 on you because your nose hair trimmer was valued at $30, and your other gift was $50. So $20 of your nose hair trimmer went towards the purchase of my knives.
So $20 for me then?
No, I'll make it up to you in those cigars that you like.
Okay, all right. That's a deal.
Is that a deal? How much do those value at, those big ones that I give you? Roughly.
About $1 each. About 20 of those.
No problem.
Okay.
Piece of cake.
Well, thank you for returning the junk.
Yeah, and I'll...
I mean, wonderful gifts from Dennis.
I will have your nose hair trimmer on Monday. And the nice thing about it is it was still part of the Christmas display, and I could have gotten you one that was unwrapped or one that was pre-wrapped, and it's sitting there in my wife's car, and it's wrapped.
Oh, well, good. I'll look forward to that.
It'll
Monday.
Be like a Christmas
tree. Very nice. It's very exciting. I'll trim before everybody on Monday. Buzz, you have... Oh, you know, Robbie? I almost called Spiewak last night.
I heard it.
When we were watching the show Frasier, because Niles and Frasier were excited about going to some party somewhere.
Right.
And Niles got on the phone to call to check the reservations, and he hangs up the phone and he goes... Huzzah! Of course, you know, Rob's number one trace phrase.
Huzzah! When he's excited, he says huzzah.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Buzzy, have a task for you, please. Get on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly do this myself, except, you know, here it is, the 7th of January.
Our computer's out.
And our computer is still not functioning here in the studio.
I'm still thinking about you watching Frasier last night. You didn't watch when people go totally out of control?
I flip back and forth between Frasier and that.
Soccer fights. You know,
I saw the soccer fight.
Did you see that guy? That guy hit the cop. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible when he did that. But they had lots of that reality video with people going absolutely bananas.
I liked a little more time with Greed last night also.
Yeah, I watched a little Greed.
Not ashamed to tell you.
Sure. Yeah, Greed's okay.
This is the dumbest question. Greed.
Buzz,
here's the address, please.
All right.
It's www.chatwithjesus.com.
All right. Oh, excellent. You mean a website for Jesus?
Well, we got a press release today that says Jesus Christ is on the web and ready to answer your questions.
Cool. Good.
Since the passing of the new year did not bring about the end of civilization, our client, Jesus Christ, has decided to have a quiet and civilized second coming.
Our client?
Yes. A new website has been designed for the purpose of Jesus Christ communicating with the world. This amazing technology gives everyone the ability to ask questions and receive answers from Jesus, including Jesus' chat room.
Yes.
Jesus' confessional and Jesus' email.
Man, oh man, email Jesus.
Yeah, right here. Pulled it up, Buzz?
Right here in front of me. It's chat with Jesus.
Is Jesus there right now?
There is a picture of Jesus riding a rainbow across the sky, and then there's a little paragraph of explanation, and then kind of a menu at the bottom. You can choose, as you said, chat, email, confession, disclaimer.
Go into the chat room.
Or links. Into the chat room.
Go into chat and see what Jesus is doing right now.
All right. Live chat available anytime you like. Yada yada.
JC Cohen.
Oh, here's the catch. Members, click here.
Here we go. Oh, Jesus makes you pay to talk to him?
I don't know. He's live online every day from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Well, Jesus is only online for 1 hour a day?
Well, he's got lots of other work to do.
Jesus Christ.
He's very, very busy.
And I mean that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Jesus.
I don't have a username and password, so I can't talk to Jesus.
So there's no information on how much it would cost to join the Jesus fan club?
Well, I'll keep looking. Let's see. This
through the magic of the Internet, you can now have access to speak with and get answers back from Jesus Christ. This forum is set up so people can finally get clear and concise answers to the questions about Jesus. Jesus Christ has agreed to special one-on-one chats with media members during designated times.
Hey, how about that one-on-one chats?
That must be why they said that's the press release. Buzz, why don't you type in, do they have a little click on there to give the site mail?
I'm at the registration page right now for the chat room. You want to go to email instead?
Yeah, why don't you just go to email and tell them that the Don and Mike show
requests
an interview with Jesus Christ.
Okay, email. There we go. Oh, yeah, you have to register to even send Jesus email.
Really?
Is there a phone number on your press release?
No, there's not.
You can click to register.
Buzz, go to this. Go to mail.
All right.
Go to mail. Just write mail at this address. BBC Advertising.
Oh, it's a British deal.
At AOL.com.
Maybe. I mean, it sounds like that.
BBC, of course. No, it says BBNC.
Oh, BBNC.
BBNC, Public and Religious Relations. So their address is BBC Advertising at AOL.com.
Okay, well, this is fairly significant for the year 2000. We're actually going to get a chance to... And will we get an exclusive interview because we're, you know, in the media?
I guess so.
Yeah.
There's no email account here at this computer, and I can't access mine at home through this. So
aye, aye, aye.
We're stuck.
The computer age is so...
We have to register.
What a mess this is.
Oh, I should have brought in my laptop.
Show off. I got a laptop for Christmas. All he does is watch the movie Casino on his laptop.
And that is all that will be, that computer will be used for. I actually leave Casino in the laptop. I don't put any other movie in there.
Let me call the chief engineer to find out what the hell's going on with our computers here.
And I'm going to go ahead and register us to talk to you.
Val Rothstein. I'm head of the Tangiers.
Tangiers Casino.
Oh, leave her alone, Ginger.
There's a surprising development. No one's at home in the engineering department today.
Hi, Wendell.
Hey, tell him to pick up the phone.
I can't come to the phone right now.
Hand with a hammer.
Leave a brief message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Alternatively, during regular business hours, dial 0 during this greeting to reach the receptionist.
Dan is in the counting room.
Urgent. Please dial my pager. Thank you.
Recording.
What's wrong with my computer, Dan?
Daniel! Happy New Year!
Dan!
Happy New Year to you!
Dan, I can't get the web in here. I can't get call screens up in here. Dan!
I'll give you $20 for that hat.
For what hat?
He has a hat that I want.
Aren't you big?
For your message.
Aren't you big with my $20? That's what you're spending is my $20.
Right,
$20 you owe me from my Dennis Murphy gift.
You know what that is, Don?
What?
That's pound money. It's $4.95 a month to talk to Jesus. You can use either your Visa or your MasterCard.
I think that's a bargain.
Huh?
Well, use your MasterCard, Buzz.
Go ahead. Whip it out,
right.
Buzz.
All I'm tired of paying money all the time on this show to get crap.
Me too.
You know what? We should shut up. We should have the web in here so that we can pull stuff up, and Mike and I can look at it here. We don't have to go through Buzz because we can't see Buzz's screen.
Right. I think really we need... quicker, faster access. We need maybe our own little deal here, you know, to for this show so that we can have instant access to the net and we don't have to dick around with the network computers that we use in this building.
You know, people that listen to this show generally are very computer literate. Every time we have someone on the show who has a website, they
absolutely
call us back and say we're amazed at the fantastic response we got. But we can never get on a website ourselves. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing fine. I'm registering.
Okay. Tell us what you're doing. Walk us through it since we can't see the screen.
I'm doing my name and address and all of that right now. Buzz.
Buzz moves a little. Buzz is like Uncle Joe at Petticoat Junction.
Yeah.
There's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction. In the shady ramp at the junction. Very good, junction.
495 months to talk to Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Buzz's Uncle Joe Burbank.
How's it going?
It's going great. I'm entering my credit card number now.
Oh, are you really? A good man, Buzz. What is that number? Why don't you share that with
us? Share that with all of us.
Well, because I'm so old, the number is 6.
Hey, I'm going to give... That's the first big laugh from Buzz Burbank in the millennium. I like
Somebody took his funny pills today.
The number is 6. Customer since 03.
And?
The email address field must be a valid email address. They're not buying it. Hang on.
They're not buying it.
Hello, Dave. This is Hal. We can't communicate with Jesus, Dave.
Hello, Buzz.
How are you, Buzz?
All right, well, you know what? Something tells me that Buzz is not going to be able to pull that up just as quickly as we are ready for it.
No.
I will come back to you, Buzz.
All right.
Just let me know when you get that ready.
Okay.
I got some music ready. Take your time, Buzz.
Thank you.
No pressure, Buzz.
You know, I'm stumped because it's telling me that I'm not giving it a valid email address, but there's no place to write in the email address. So I don't know where to go from here.
Really?
There's no place to write it in.
We have a few more seconds.
Come and look for yourself.
I
can't come in there and look for my cell phone because I'm here doing this right now.
But at least we've got this lovely music to listen to.
Thank goodness.
So you're saying that the problem is with the server.
With the people who are offering this website.
Yeah, or I guess our system here, which apparently doesn't have a valid email address.
Well, why did you just type in your email address?
I would if there was a box to do that in. I've
you know, there's not a box there.
Yeah, like maybe probably. Earlier, maybe a few screens back or something?
Well, I could go back, but it's probably going to clear all the information I've entered now.
Well, go back, then.
Okay. Go back. That's back to I agree or I don't agree to Jesus' terms of membership.
Take your time.
All right. I was right. It cleared all the leaky fields.
Oh, you were right again.
Oh, boy.
Well, go back then. Go back to the very beginning.
All right. I agree to Jesus' terms. I'm back to the beginning of Chat with Jesus.
Okay, so tell me exactly what it says.
I'll walk you through this.
You can email a message or a question to Jesus by registering here. He has a little blue line you can click on.
All right, click on that.
I did that, but I'll do that again.
Well, look here. It's the screen we were just at. I agree or I don't agree.
All right.
Jesus is certain.
Click on you do agree.
All right, I did that. All right. Do it again. Now we have the little hourglass on the screen.
Which means we're waiting.
Yes.
Yeah, we're working. We're waiting.
Working and waiting.
I would play that one to the label.
I like it when you play them to the end, because sometimes we don't get a chance to hear those.
It's a great ending.
Something tells me we're going to get to hear it at least one or two more times.
I think that might be accurate. So is it still the hourglass?
Still the hourglass. Oh, well, now we've changed. They're asking for your name.
Okay.
All right.
Well, just to expedite things, type in fake stuff.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just like AABBCCDD.
Hey, this time there's a box.
Yeah. Oh. How about that?
Boy, it must have just materialized.
Well, then put your real stuff in, bud.
Got it.
How about that? The box just showed up, Mike.
Magically appeared.
Imagine that.
Magically delicious.
Pink hearts.
Green clover.
Are you wearing your bifocals today over there, Ben Franklin?
Yeah, I have on my glasses, yeah.
All right, so now he's probably going a little quicker now because he's already done. He's already been through this.
Practice makes perfect.
All right.
I wonder where that box could have been the first time.
Plus, are you aware of the fact that you can hit the tab key to move down to the next one?
Way ahead of you, buddy.
Okay, just thought I'd die. Oh, I can tell that.
There we go now. Expiration date.
Hey, Buzz, let me catch up.
All right.
You're so far ahead.
Oh, jeez. Hang on.
What's the problem now,
Buzz? What happened?
Hang on. I didn't enter a valid state. Hang on.
Take your time, bud.
All right.
That means Virginia.
VA.
I think you're right.
Sometimes in a lot of those things, of course, they give you all
the... Now, why is that all the way down?
I mean, you got to put your street and all that crap in there. They give you the 50 states.
So what are you doing now, Buzz?
Okay, I'm waiting on Jesus, who is verifying my information and asking me to please wait.
Oh, well, good. Then we've gotten to the next step.
Mm-hmm. We're very excited because I think we're moments away from actually being able to, chat with Jesus. But you say he's on from what time? Pacific time, right? Mm-hmm. What happened, Buzz?
Use the back button up to 3 times to get the sign-up form if the information you entered is incorrect. Your order has been rejected. I've been rejected by Jesus. The authorization was denied. Transaction did not go through.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact you swung. Maybe you were a wife swapper for a while.
Could have been.
No, maybe. All right.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right, Buzz.
Well, he wasn't going to be online anyway. He only got inside 2 p.m.,
He was
right?
just going to make an appointment with Jesus anyway.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Buzz. Valiant effort.
I'll keep trying.
We do appreciate it.
Okay. Keep us
appraised.
All right. Apprised.
Hello. Hi, Robbie. This just in, we have a gentleman's name and password that he called in and would allow Buzz to use if he'd like to try one more time.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi.
I just wanted to know why Jesus needs all this information. Wouldn't he already know who you are?
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree with you,
good
sir.
Point.
That's a fantastic point.
Valid point. Thank you.
All right. How are we going?
Thank you. All right, Buzz. Apparently someone out there was able to log in and get a password.
Right?
I'm taking Buzz today.
And now Buzz is going to log in. Now all you have to do is go back to the original and log in, like you're a regular member.
Go back to the very beginning.
Take your time, Buzz.
I'm all right. Oh, I've been rejected again.
Well, you put in that other information and you got rejected?
Yeah, no, I tried redoing mine. And it rejected me again.
No. Go back and clear it, Buzz. Just go back and clear it. You know what this is like? Oh, don't be offended, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
This is like he's trying to talk an old person through the internet.
Why his credit card has 6 on it.
Yeah, because Lord knows I don't know what I'm doing.
I know, this newfangled box of wires, Buzz. I know it was easier in your day when you would just go down to the mercantile and you would just ring up Sally or whatever the operator
Sarah.
Is. Yeah, Sarah. And you say, Sarah, get me the dock. Dad.
So now you're using this other guy's password? And hey, we're going to hear that again. I don't really get the information I have here is not complete and therefore not usable, so I'm trying my own information again.
Okay. All right.
F Jesus.
Oh, I don't mean it like that.
Hey.
I don't mean it like that, of course. I mean
the website, you know, of course.
F Jesus' website.
There, that's more like
it. We'll just do it later.
Okay.
Just do it later.
And you know why I think that didn't work?
Because you're an atheist, Buzz.
The bottom line in all this, you never send an atheist to do anything on Jesus Christ's website.
Yeah, that's true. And but it was a nice picture.
Oh, yes, a very nice. It's a drawing, actually, of Jesus riding a rainbow.
All right.
Not a photograph?
No. You have to. I think you have to pay the $4.95 a month to get the photograph.
All right. We thank you, Buzz. Thank you
for the effort. Well,
you know that's the way the internet can be sometimes.
We'll get on the shipping list at some point. Let's try to give away some money right now. With the toe tapping touchstone. Look at the way he just stares at that keyboard. Are you watching him?
He's frustrated. I can't see him. Now I can see him. He's frustrated.
No, you have to see him. Just leaning over, just staring at the keys.
Yeah.
Like the answer was in the keys.
No, I was poking those keys.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing? Are you frustrated now with your computer?
No, it's not the computer. I think it's actually Jesus' website.
Okay.
It's some problem because all the information is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there.
You always say, Buzz, the problem is never with you.
That's right.
It's always with Jesus Christ. We do have up to $10,000 to give away right now.
All right.
With the Secret Celebrity Laugh. Secret Celebrity Laugh number one.
This is a tough one. I cannot figure this one out.
No one's gotten this one yet. And everybody's wondering. I haven't even told my family about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you were paranoid after the Secret Sound Contest.
Frida Bart has been driving me crazy about it, and even Big Frida called me last night to offer up a gift.
Man, what I have to stop doing, I have to resist the urge to give my opinions on what it sounds like and you know, what category it's in, because, I mean, that's just not going to work.
Mike, it's a national celebrity, a nationally known celebrity, and if you think you know who that is, you can win up to $10,000. Right now, if you're the 100th caller, good luck. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
He's the Don and Mike Show. From the floor. Don and Mike.
And all day.
Hey, Father Time.
Yes.
What I'm doing.
Is this some kind of proof that you actually did it?
Yes.
So you're registered.
That's the no. If you'll go to the next page, you'll see when I push the submit button, then there's the rejection notice from Jesus.
I believe you. You didn't have to print it out.
Yes, I did. You had to do that for your own head, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You see what old man Elson did? He actually printed out each of the pages. Here he is putting all his information, and then on the second page says transaction status, the authorization was denied.
So that first page is the one with his credit card on it.
Right.
Except yes. It doesn't have the number.
Oh, no, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. There you go, Mike.
Thank you.
There you go. Order us something nice, please.
It's going to be a great holiday.
Time for caller 100 right now. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you. Who is this?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Chris, thank you for listening. Turn your radio down, please, Chris.
Okay.
Chris, you have won a $50 gift certificate to CDNow.com. CDNow.com, your online music destination.
Cool.
Have you heard the Secret Celebrity Laugh?
Yes, I have.
Do you have an idea who it is?
Yeah, pretty good idea.
A pretty good idea, you say?
Sort of, yeah.
Tell me something about yourself.
I'm sick right now.
You're sick? All right. This is how I judge. There's a big hand for the flu.
The hams are coming together for the sickness.
This is how I judge how much I'm going to let you try to win here.
Okay.
We do a little personality profile.
Okay.
So you're sick now, but what is your trade?
I work at a wholesale distributor. That's about it.
Wholesale? What do you wholesale distribute?
Floor tile, ceramic stuff.
Okay, so industrial stuff.
Yeah.
Floor tile guy.
Mm-hmm. I drive around on a forklift all day, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. You married?
No. Actually, I'm not single, actually.
Your illness, is it the poops or is it the cold?
Pretty much everything.
Really?
It's bad.
You got the flu that everybody's got?
It's not quite the flu, but it's almost there. I'm looking for it.
What are you if you're not married and you're not single? Because it seemed like you were hedging on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a new girlfriend.
How long have you been with her?
About 2 months.
Have you used her like a toilet yet?
Not really, though? You're starting out kind of slow?
Yeah.
Have you done everything with her?
No, not everything.
Almost everything?
Anything she wants.
Intercourse?
Yes.
Penetration?
Sure.
Good. That would follow if it was.
I know. I just I like saying penetration. I just enjoy saying that. Well, what else is there? You don't like going to the bad place, do you?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
I think he does know what he's missing.
Yeah, I do.
Why do I do that? Why? Because you love the bad place.
I do not.
You're a big bad place fan.
I'm just not upset about the bad place.
Right.
Like someone who was perhaps, it was discussed yesterday.
Someone who realizes that it's an exit, not an entrance.
That's right.
Someone who is frankly disgusted by those in this room and perhaps in Father Time's room next door who love that part of the body.
I don't love it. I do not love it.
You are a BL.
That word.
You're a BBL.
I'm not.
You're a big butt lover.
I'm not afraid of it. I mean, but I will tell you.
I'm afraid of it. I'll tell you that.
That word that you have mentioned, penetration.
Yes.
Never happened. Never happened with this guy.
Well, I hope not. You'd be gay.
No.
I mean, if somebody
doesn't have to happen. You know the rules.
That doesn't have to happen
somebody,
to the
guy.
If somebody did that to you.
Oh, somebody did that to me.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, no, I'm not. See, are you
gay?
See, we're thinking in different terms.
Yeah.
See, we're thinking on two totally different planes. I'm thinking of being the giver, not the receiver, totally.
I was thinking about.
The receiving end?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. It's interesting that you frame it in that way.
Only when I talk to you.
That's great.
Okay. Either way, I've made my judgment. You will play for three times.
Wow.
The amount. You will play for $1,500.
All right.
Are you ready? That is triple the bonus jackpot.
Well, bring it on.
We will play the secret celebrity laugh. Please do not answer until BDL sings. Like H.H. Are you ready?
Sure.
Good luck to you.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There is the secret celebrity laugh.
That, of course, would be a big butt lover.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my limited knowledge of this secret celebrity, I do not think he is a butt lover, but I want to tell you something. Wouldn't put it beyond him, okay?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That's a clue for you.
Man.
All right, for $1,500, who is the secret laughing celebrity?
Is it John Candy?
Would you please repeat that?
Is it John Candy?
No. We're sorry.
No, it wouldn't be anybody dead.
No.
We need an underground microphone to get a tape of them live.
Well, take us through just briefly.
Well, he's from Wisconsin, Yahaira.
I guess taking us through the thought process would not be a journey we'd want.
No, you can make that trip if you like.
How did you come up with John Candy?
Well, from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Laughs like that in a movie.
Okay, that's good. See, now, you know something? That's an answer I didn't expect.
Except it's obviously not a piece of tape that we've lifted off a movie.
It would be clearer if that was the case. Yeah. That's a piece of tape that comes off a phone.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
You didn't, I'm not going to say anything more.
And you didn't know that
myself.
Daddy time?
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
That's
you know,
right.
The hearing's going, you know.
Right.
Fat in a thousand today.
But we do have your credit card number, boss.
All right.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Hold, I will.
Hold on just a moment. All right, we will do the secret celebrity laugh again.
Very good.
Later in today's show. Now we're going to switch gears and get to our football segment earlier than we normally do because we wanted to devote a lot of time to today's Friday Freak Show for the Redskins playoff ticket.
Excelente.
And joining us now, you know, she's actually in town. She's here in D.C. at a hotel somewhere.
You'll be covering the big game?
Yes, it's Les Visser from ABC Monday Night Football, the lovely Leslie Visser. Let me see if I can grab you online one, Charlie. Yes, hello, Leslie.
I don't know if I should come on right before the Freak Show.
Oh, no, it's good that you're on before the Freak Show.
You definitely want to come on before the Freak Show and not after the Freak Show.
We're going to have guys come down. We got a guy that's going to crush up five light bulbs and eat them.
Oh. it's the old Tim Rossovich.
Yes, we have another guy who's going to eat metal screws.
Yep.
We have a guy who's going to put cheese and berries by his twig and berries and let his iguana come down and eat the food perilously close to his, you know, private area.
Are these former NFL defensive linemen?
Probably could be, I would think.
Well, listen, Les, no, it's a good thing that you're on now. You want to be separated from those people.
Well, here's my first question. How do you guys pronounce the quarterback's, the former Redskin quarterback, current Lion quarterback's last name?
Ferrat.
Ferrat.
Yeah, but, you know, is this kind of, well, how do you say the second month of the year?
February.
February.
See, they've got that funny R in there that you don't know what to do with.
Fabra.
No, no, you do. You're right about February.
Yes.
Wait. How did you pronounce February?
February.
I've always
pronounced it February.
You know something? For as long as I have been doing this for a living, I have always had a bit of a hesitation when saying that month because
yes.
I say February,
and that's like
and
saying
that's incorrect.
That's like
it?
Saying library.
Yes, library. Or how do you? Well,
and I used to say nuclear as well.
Everyone says Ferrat, but it's probably his family. Do you think back from Canada or wherever they came down from? Do you think they say it differently?
Do you have any inside information about the pronunciation of his name?
No, but I'll tell you the other one. Stumbled on, and you guys definitely didn't get this the whole time. How do you spell millennium?
M-I-L-L-E-N-I-U-M.
Wrong. And how many times did you see that word over the past
okay,
year?
I'll tell you how you spell it. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-U-M.
Yes, the second N. Everybody stumbled over the second N.
Really?
Yeah, but I would have gone right along with that the one N the first time.
Well, too late now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. I'll tell you something about Gus. When Gus used to play here, he was actually a friend of ours and would come by the show and goof around with us. Once I had him autograph a football for my kid's school for charity,
uh-huh.
And when I brought the football in, the person who bid on the football came up to me and said, hey, I think it's a pretty cheap trick that you didn't get Gus Ferrat to sign this football. And I said, what do you mean? Look at Gus signed it. And he said, no. Look at it. It's spelled F-R-E-R, however Gus
yeah,
spells it.
Right,
exactly. Because when he first played for the Redskins, people thought he spelled his name the way it sounds.
So should it, technically, do you think there are some segments of his family where they'd say Ferrat?
Well, I remember Brett Favre telling me that the first day he went off to Southern Mississippi and they did it alphabetically, they said everyone's name in the room, and they said Favre.
And that, to me, would be not only a much nicer name to pronounce. I think it would be wonderful. You know, Favre, back
yeah.
to class, like Nanette Favre.
Yeah. I'll mention
terrific.
That to him, since he has a lot of time on his hands.
Sure.
Did you happen to see Leslie Visser on Monday Night Football last week with the San Francisco-Atlanta game?
No, I did not.
Not many people did. It was the lowest rated, I think, in history.
Well, I was there, Leslie.
Good.
I was watching, and as a matter of fact, both Al and Boomer were kind of bored with the game. Leslie was doing an interview on the sidelines, and then they went back up to the booth, and they had the stuff on the field. And all Boomer Esiason wanted to ask her about was this necklace that she was wearing. So it was like almost as annoying as, you know when they're in the Pro Bowl?
Right.
You know when like there are guys playing and stuff, and they're just talking in the booth, and
even if it's a game of no consequence, when you have that, it's a little frustrating when there's that much going on, especially, and even if it's an insignificant game, you have something that happens, and it's kind of weird when
but
that
there,
happens.
There was stuff happening on the field, and Al Michaels was trying to say, you know,
first and 10 for Atlanta, here goes Chris Chandler.
And meanwhile, Boomer Esiason just kept saying, did you see that necklace that Leslie had on so finally?
Oh, those guys are great, though. They're really generous with me. And that game turned out to be kind of an interesting game.
It was a very good game, I thought.
Didn't you think, though, at the end that if Garcia had any sense of the moment, he would have thrown it to Jerry Rice?
Yeah, and I thought Jerry Rice probably could have worked his way open to catch that ball, too.
Yeah, well, it just seemed to me if you had any knowledge of history, the 49ers, what was happening, end of the year, game didn't count for anything, throw the ball to Jerry Rice.
As somebody who had Jeff Garcia for a very brief period of time on his fantasy football team. Leslie, I don't believe Jeff Garcia has the tools to make that kind of call. I really don't think so.
That necklace you were wearing.
Thank you.
Was that a Christmas gift? Yeah, it looked great on you.
Yes, thanks. It was, and the reason it was my little private millennium celebration, which then became public, because since I hosted the Rose Bowl parade, I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Our wake-up call was at 3 o'clock in the morning in Pasadena, so I was sort of celebrating my millennium.
Oh, wonderful. So your husband, Mr. Stockton, gave you that?
He did, and then he went off to, he did the Cowboy game, so we didn't get to share the millennium together.
And did you get him the usual box of handkerchiefs?
You know what I did have that was pretty cool? When I was in St. Petersburg, Russia, last year for Christmas, right after Christmas, I got Dick's present for this year. It was a hand-carved chess set from the 1700s.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so he did well.
I thought you were, for a minute there, I thought you were going to, you know, down that road where you're going to get him those little dolls that, where there's the small
doll inside the
small doll. Oh, and they're cheap, too.
And Peggy Fleming bought about 10 of them. I said, Peggy, you can pick these up in any lousy airport gift shop.
You can, really.
Can you take a compliment about your physical appearance?
Okay.
Can I tell you how really H.O.T. you're looking on Monday Night Football this year?
Don and Mike, what would it be if you guys weren't sweet toward me? Thank you for that.
Very. Yeah. I think we have a track record with you. We have a consistent track record of sweetness, which is more than we can say for a lot of people on this
show. I have to say, Monday night, the one thing people don't know about it, about that job for any of the sideline reporters, is it's very physical because you're really running around the field the whole game. Something, an injury might happen on one side, then you have an injury on the other side. So for any of you young people out there wanting to go into the job, get fit.
Well, now, Leslie, you will be on the sidelines tomorrow here in D.C. for the Redskins and the Lions, right?
I think it'll be really interesting, yes. I think that this whole playoff picture is fascinating. I was looking at some of the postseason experience that these quarterbacks have, and when you look at it, I mean, Ferratt has no playoff experience.
Zero.
You know, when you look at some of these guys, Rob Johnson's last playoff experience was Southern Cal. Steve McNair's was the 1AA playoff. Peyton Manning's was at Tennessee. I think Kurt Warner's was with the Iowa Barnstormers. So I think it's a really interesting year for post. You know, then, of course, you have on the other end Troy and Dan Marino. But a lot of them, this is the first go-round.
How do you feel about picking that game tomorrow?
I think of all the playoff games, I think it's really rough for the road teams. As historically, it's very rough for the road teams. And this time, even though the Lions beat them 5 weeks ago, they haven't won a game since. Ferratt, an extra measure of psychological boost that he comes back. But the Redskins now, they have the crowd on their side. I think the only one to me on the road that looks like an upset is Miami at Seattle. I just don't trust John Kitna.
Beautiful. Leslie, well, listen, do not be surprised. I will be at the game tomorrow on the sidelines, so I will scope you out. Don't run away from me.
I won't.
Okay, thanks.
Great to talk to you,
Leslie,
guys.
Leslie, thank you. Happy New Year, Leslie.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. But I saw no need to bring Rudy into that conversation. That was going so well.
Yeah, she's just, she always has the information. It's like bang, 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 and it's fun to talk to her, really.
She's good. Now, let's welcome in America's guest.
Yeah, with a lot to talk about, I would think, because there's a lot of rumors floating around the world of TV sports.
From USA Today, America's number one TV journalist, Rupert Marski. Hello, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
New Year.
Same to you. Welcome back to the show for the year 2000. First, Rudy, before we get to biz, I must thank you and your entire family for the beautiful answering day machine message you left us.
Well, we thought of you, Todd, and Julie and I got on there and left you a nice little message.
And the mouse. It was very nice. I only wish we had saved it because I wanted to play it for Mike and for Buzz here on the show.
Julie, obviously.
When we got off, I said, oh boy, Todd is probably saving this one.
I wish I had.
I guess Julie very happy to be soon to be a member of the Marski family, right?
Yes,
Rudy?
She is. She's now directed me how to run this whole wedding from Los Angeles. And, of course, the wedding's going to be in Atlanta. And you guys are still on the list. You know, we're paring it down right now. And Rob is, you know, he could be on the, you know, cut list. But other than that, no, I'm just kidding.
How bummed did you get at the Rose Bowl this year?
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
You didn't go to watch your beloved Wisconsin Badgers? We had to come back, and I had duties in Atlanta, and just had to watch it on TV.
I'm astonished. If anyone would have been at the Rose Bowl, I would have figured you'd be at the Rose Bowl.
Right, and I felt sick about it because we had these flights already, let's say, booked. And then we wound up not knowing Wisconsin was actually going to be in a Rose Bowl, that we committed to some millennium huge party you had to prepay in Atlanta, and they couldn't get out of it.
Don't you remember that time we were at Rudy's house, and he took us down to his bathroom, and the proudest thing in his whole house, Rudy had a beautiful house,
yeah,
was that his bathroom was totally the Wisconsin Badgers motif,
yeah,
and when you lifted up the toilet seat, it played the Wisconsin theme song.
And it had he had a shower curtain, a Badgers shower curtain. I really think, and I'm going to pay you a compliment here, Rudy, I really think that Notre Dame has Regis Philbin, but the Wisconsin Badgers, they have Rudy Marski. They really do.
Well, that's nice of you, Mike, and I'm trying to be their biggest ambassador, but right now I'm trying to keep Barry Alvarez, their football coach, and not have him go to the Packers.
All right, listen, let's talk a little biz here, Rupert. You had it right all along that Ditka would not be with the Saints. You dropped that bomb on us like 5 months ago.
Ditka now is out of New Orleans. Will he be in Monday Night Football next year?
I think there's a very good chance. I was with the ABC officials at the Sugar Bowl, and they were asking me, Rudy, do you think Monday Night Football needs a third announcer? I said, of course it does. I mean, it's not that Boomer hasn't, let's say, improved during the season, but traditionally done well with three guys, and you got to have one, and it should be like Ditka or Jimmy Johnson if he didn't beat up.
I really think, you know, if you're going for the right guy for the job, Ditka is the perfect bookend in that little trifecta. I think it'd be perfect. I don't think any of the other coaches like Parcells or Jimmy Johnson. I don't think they do it. I really don't.
Well, you got a very good point about Parcells because he was not a popular guy. To me, he's popular in New York. He's a big guy in New York. But outside New York, Bill is not that popular in the hinterlands, let's say. And on top of that...
In the hinterlands.
Yeah, well, we're all the hinterlands.
The hinterlands. That's Rudy using his medieval speak.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And whatnot. But Parcells looks more and more like he's just dickering to get the big money to stay one more year in New York.
You really think so? You think that he... I mean, because he's denied
Rudy,
that.
Tell me about... Here's my theory. I told Mike and everybody this 2 days ago. This is my theory about Parcells. That Parcells knew that Belichick wanted to go to New England. So Parcells thought the only way that he could F Belichick out of that is if Parcells quit and by contract Belichick would become coach of the Giants, although Parcells would still really run things. Then
yes, each guy, and Bob Kraft, of course, the Patriots owner, was in the midst of it too. And the reason why Parcells knew that this was in the process of going on is that because, let's say, 2-3 years ago when he left, he had his deal with the Jets about 7 weeks before he went to them. Okay, so he knew the same scenario was being played out by Kraft trying to get Belichick up to New England.
So was it to screw Belichick or was it to screw Kraft? Because, he's got that bad blood.
It was mainly to stiff. I can't use that word, you know.
Screw.
Family show here. But no, but to stiff Kraft.
Screw Kraft.
Okay. But, Rudy. I'll tell you, there's so much bad blood there. But now the latest word is because they cannot agree on draft choice. In other words, Kraft only wants to give, let's say, a second rounder for Belichick, okay? Meanwhile, Parcells and Steve Gutman are still running the Jets. They want about 3 or 4 draft choices as Parcells was worth when he went down to the Jets. So they're not going to agree on that, and Kraft will not trust arbitration or the league office on this, that if he only gets, let's say, one, not even a first rounder for Belichick, who hasn't been, he's only been a head coach in a losing situation here in Cleveland, that he doesn't want to trust that. So they've already supposedly, I heard last night, they've moved on, and they're now considering other candidates seriously, and the guy that seems to be a leader there is this Mike Martz, who is the offensive coordinator, used to be with the Redskins, but he's now with the Rams, and he's got that great offense going, or there might be Tom Moore, who is the Indianapolis offensive coordinator.
Rudy, before we go to a nugget, let me ask you one question on a personal note. You know, we're coming down to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And as it turns out, our hotel accommodations this year happen to be roughly 80 miles from Atlanta. I mean, not that far, but we're far away from Atlanta.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Don.
Where do you live in the Atlanta area, Rudy?
We live north of town.
Don't look at me like that, Mike. It'd be fun to stay at Rudy's
house. Oh, I agree. Okay. I think you and your son would enjoy that.
Listen to this. We got a couple couples staying here. No problem. We will make room for you guys, but let me tell you an alternative.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Craig Sager, from Turner.
Right.
Called me last night. He said, hey, you got any friends coming in? I said, well, sure we got. He says, there's like 6 suites I know of at the hotels. That'll be available because he found out that Mike Tyson doesn't need one. He's using a different one.
Wow, now you're talking our language here.
So we can place a call back to Sager and ask those hotels, and you guys might be able to put 2 or 3 or 4 people in a suite, and you got some nice right price there, right in Buckhead area, which is their Georgetown of Atlanta.
All right, yeah,
that's a great idea.
But if that falls apart,
yeah,
I'd like to hold on to the opportunity to mooch off you and the mouse.
Okay,
Mouse is not here. She's in charge of the house, but I'm saying yes.
Okay, you're the man.
Very good, Rudy. Very good. And guys, you don't have to worry about Donna.
You have to come in by Thursday because we're having a party Thursday night. You got to get in there by Thursday night.
We're coming in Thursday night, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Are you having a party at your house, Rudy?
Yes.
Okay, great.
At the house.
Great.
So you guys, I mean, you got to, like, try to get
come
in
one, Mike.
Maybe you can do the show down there Thursday.
It'd be fun.
I think
it'd be fun
great.
Spending the night at Rudy's.
I know. You'd have a great time.
I know, Bart, and I will. Hey, Rudy, how about a nugget something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Well, since it's a new year, I'm going to give you two nuggets again.
All right.
Here's one. First of all, the Redskins, one of the real bonuses of this whole end of the season is, you know, they get the New Orleans number one pick off that Ricky Williams deal. It's the second pick in the draft, and they're almost surely going to get the next Lawrence Taylor, LeVar Arrington from Penn State, the great linebacker that they have there. So this is almost penciled in, and in fact, in by ink now, that the Redskins will get that guy.
Give us something we didn't know. Really.
Give us something else that's penciled in by ink.
Okay. Yeah, right. How about this? Charlie Casserly, former Redskins GM, is going to come out one of the real winners here. He's in Houston today interviewing as the GM job of the new Houston franchise. And he also is the frontline guy for the New Orleans Saints to run that franchise. So he's going to probably end up getting his choice.
Thank you, Rupert Marcy. Oh, let me do your plug here for a second.
Remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Marcy.
This segment brought to you by BigSportsFan.com, your source for free sports mail with over 140 teams to choose from, online games with a chance to win prizes, and free sports challenges. Well, Rudy, hold on. We'd like to get that hotel information from you.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Excellent.
And if that doesn't work out,
then you and your son will be, maybe I'll join you there.
Oh, come on. Who knows? Don't you think it'll be fun to just spend the weekend with Rudy in the mouth?
You know something? You catch me at the right time, I'll sleep anywhere.
I think it would be great fun to spend a weekend with Rudy and Matt.
I think it would be delightful.
I really do.
I'll cook breakfast for everybody.
I think it would be a hoot.
I'll pack an extra robe.
It would be a hoot, rather.
I'll wait. You know what? I'll make Mouse and Rudy breakfast in bed. Saturday morning, I'll make them breakfast in bed.
I'm telling you, we could get half a show out of that.
Oh, I agree.
We could get at least half a show if we brought the tape recorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of spending the weekend at Rudy's house.
I think that would be terrific.
Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mouse.
You know what would happen to me? I'd be like in a room on a cot next to Lenny.
The Salenium. Not the Millennium, the Salenium.
Salenium.
All right, Rudy Marcy from USA Today and lovely Leslie Visser from ABC Monday Night Football.
Right.
We want to thank them both for coming on the show. Now, what's the deal with the freaks? Are the freaks here?
Freaks?
Let me call Colette at the front desk.
Freaks were supposed to arrive here 15 minutes ago.
Robbie and I thought we saw guys who were freaks.
Hey.
Hey, hi, Colette.
Hi.
Hey, are any of our freaks here yet?
Not yet.
No freaks?
We're basically here.
Where are the freaks? Rob, didn't we see guys walking in that we thought looked like freaks?
They look pretty freaky.
Yeah, but they're not our freaks, huh?
Nope.
I guess not. All right, thank you, Colette.
Okay.
Thank you. All I can think is that the freaks are caught in that traffic jam on Route 66.
There's crazy traffic. Shocker in the Washington, D.C. area.
All right, well, we'll get to the freaks when they get here to give away those playoff tickets. We have plenty more when we come. Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
What is this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, honey. This caused us nothing but trouble. Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Dad, I've got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
God damn it.
Righto.
The Don and Mike Show.
I already got a
got a couple of choices for you here for this break.
Right.
I got a bunch of good stories. Like about why Oprah won't marry Stedman.
I've always been curious about that.
Because Oprah's gay.
Ah, really?
Then I got why Sonny Bono was murdered.
Really? What a boy! They certainly made it look like an accident.
Talk about Delta Burns praying in the nude.
Oh, praying!
Yeah, we got some good stuff in the tabloids.
The tabloids are strong for Y2K.
But I also know that the new general manager is in the building. If you would like the first chance to interview him in the year 2000,
I'm ready for that first. I'd like to get that.
Why
out
don't
of
we
way.
Bring in the new leader in, Rob?
Do we have the coronation music? Do we have the the official real dramatic British?
Do we have
fanfare?
Like a dun dun da dun dun da dun da dun dun dun? Let's get Hail to the Chief. There we go.
All right. We are going to bring in our brand new leader.
Good.
Big Al, your radio pal.
Alan Limelaw, who's made many appearances on this show as the slimy sales manager.
Yes, he has been promoted. He has been here a good long time, and he has been rewarded for his efforts.
He has now crawled up the ladder.
Yes.
He's crawled up the food chain.
He's a younger man than Ken. He's a go-getter.
He crawls like a reptile on his belly.
Mm-hmm. We have to be in fairness. He is a better-looking man than Ken, but then again,
who
is every man in the building?
Right, who isn't?
That's right.
So let's interview the new general manager, because I think that probably you and I are the only two people in the building who are not treating him any differently.
This is true.
In the year 2000. Everybody else, of course, Father Time has not seen you with him, and I have not seen Rob with him, but all the other people around the station are in that ass-kiss mode like you would not believe with this guy.
You know, he's continuing to have his office down here on the main floor, and there's just a revolting flurry of activity outside that office. It's incredible. I've never seen anything quite like it.
And now here he is.
Here he is,
the new vice president and general manager of CBS-owned and operated radio station WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. The man with his finger on the button, the power broker, formerly known as Alan Limelaw, now forever known as Big Al, your radio pal.
We give you Alan Limelaw.
Alan Limelaw!
Welcome. Congratulations. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show in your new capacity as our boss.
General manager.
Wow. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
I hope this doesn't ruin a beautiful friendship, Al.
No, I mean, you guys are great. Why would it ruin anything?
Well, you already have that aura around you where you dropped into the office the other day, and I felt a slight difference. You know what I mean?
And I felt off. And I felt different also. And Mike said to me that he could tell that I was treating you differently.
Yes, I immediately, you came in and I was chatting with you very similar to the way I used to chat with Ken. And it was that nice conversation, but not forgetting now that things are different, that you are the man, that you are the boss. And Don immediately was like filing papers on his desk and just looked up very briefly, just like he used to do with Ken. And, congratulations. I mean,
been sued with Alan in charge. We already had a client cancel a contract with Alan in charge.
We will tell you that Ken, although we had our moments with Ken, always very supportive in those moments of crises, and we certainly hope we have your support as well.
I have no reason to do anything differently.
That's good.
So, Alan.
Yes.
Tell me something.
Oh, boy.
First off, no. This is going to be very nice. I have a couple questions for you. First, true or false,
oh boy,
that you orchestrated at the Christmas party the entire announcement? That you went to Ken and you said to Ken, tonight's the night at this party in front of these people, many of them already halfway bombed on their way to an AA meeting.
If true, a brilliant strategic move.
Tonight is the night to tell them. Did you tell Ken to announce it at the Christmas party?
I urged him to make some type of announcement.
What was your thought behind that?
You want to know the process?
Yeah.
Well, Ken had pulled me in that morning, closed my door, which is always a concern when the door closes.
Right.
It's always a concern when Ken's in my office, because he's never in my office, actually. I'm usually in his office. Mm-hmm. So he put his hand out, and he said, congratulations. My first thought was, he's being sarcastic. I screwed something up.
You're fired, really.
Exactly. And then my second thought was, I knew he wasn't congratulating me for a good year we had, because that never happens either.
And that is the way, incidentally, that Ken fires people. He always puts his hand out and says, congratulations, and then the person is either
moving on to your next opportunity.
Either there's a promotion or you're gone.
And at that point, and this all happened within seconds, my thought process, I said, for what? Very honestly. And he said,
He's the new vice president general manager of WJFK effective Monday.
and of course, that is when the puff of black smoke came out of the top of the
At that point, the only thing I remember is I got quite nauseous. I think I got dizzy.
Yeah.
I had to sit down.
Now, this is something you were not unhappy to have this job. This is something where you were...
He's been waiting for Ken to get hit by a bus for the last 9 years.
You were delighted at it, but you also probably were aware of the... it's Ken's job. What responsibility?
And are you aware... Here's the next question. Are you aware of the new nickname you have around here? Bill Belichick.
Oh, that's great.
I've heard that from a couple people in the hall.
Really?
And perhaps that
you're the new Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick quit the day after he was hired.
No. I don't think that was the inference. The inference is that, you know, Ken was very careful in the way that he worded his statement to the press, saying that while you were the general manager and the vice president, that Ken would still be overseeing the station.
Well, Ken will be my rabbi.
And of course, Don, in the spirit of goodwill, you will be furnishing Alan with the list of names of people that called him Bill Belichick.
Yes, of course I will.
We're in your corner, Al.
In just a moment.
Absolutely.
So, moving right along. What about the office situation upstairs? Ken is going to keep the luxury corner office. Will you be moving to the executive floor?
He wants me to take his office. Quite honestly, I'd be very happy remaining in the office I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you on our floor now?
That's what I'm understanding.
You will be taking Ken's floor.
It's a
beautiful office.
I mean, Ken's
office on the third floor.
You could make it nice.
I mean, no, you know what? Office size doesn't matter to me. I mean, none of that really matters.
Oh, come on. Bull ass. Are you aware?
I'm just happy.
Are you aware that your program director, Jeremy Coleman,
has many sick days, many beach days. Are you aware of his absentee record here at the station?
Well, no. The one thing I'm aware of is the ratings are killer.
Are you aware that he has nothing to do with those ratings?
Well, he's like a babysitter. He just sits and listens to the station as the station just turns out fantastic ratings.
I just know year in and year out, we get stronger and stronger, and Jeremy's a big part of that.
could you detail how Jeremy's a big part of that?
Sure.
Good answer.
Because I'm telling you, the guy, you know, because Ken was never here. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ken was an absentee manager. And I can't tell you how many times I come in and have a question for Jeremy. Where's Jeremy? Oh, Jeremy's up there holding us today.
Jeremy will not be able to answer your question due to the fact that he's in London.
Yeah, right. Jeremy's on a 3-week trip to London because Ken's not coming in for 3 weeks.
Listen, I'll commit one thing to you. I will be here every day. I may not have the answer to your question, but I will be here every day.
That's good.
And how do you feel about the supreme ass-kissing you've been getting? And come on, you know you've been getting that from everybody around here.
Do you think so?
There's
been a sea of activity outside of your office, and it's not all business.
It seems like a bakery to me right now, and I feel like, you know, it's been ridiculous, only because business is very strong, thankfully, knock on wood.
Right.
Bell, please.
Don't.
Yes, Mr. Weinberger.
All right. So a little more assertive. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Just a little more assertive.
I don't know if this is noticeable on the air, but
no,
we are getting
definitely a different Al.
Different Al we're getting right now.
They brought Al in to crack the whip a little bit.
Business is very strong. We're cranking with that. We've got a large sales effort.
Uh-huh.
And then other people now have filtered into my world. And I can't even filter in. They're just kissing your ass, Alan.
Who's going to get your old job as general sales manager?
There will be somebody who gets that job.
Will that person be... Is that person currently on the staff here at WJFK-FM?
They're incredibly strong candidates here.
Absolutely strong candidates.
Are you thinking about...
I've heard rumors.
Who have you heard, Mike?
I've heard rumors of a former employee who was very near and dear to this show that might take that job.
A former employee?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have, yes.
Right. Give me an initial.
I will give you an impression.
Okay.
As opposed to an
initial. Okay.
Hello, Don. How you doing? Good to see you. Yeah, Rob got it.
Who is it?
Steve Goldstein.
Steve Goldstein?
Yeah, well, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Steve Goldstein coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd piss people off you hired Steve Goldstein.
Yeah, they were making your job easier already.
Really, I'm telling you that all those people back there right now, they want that job.
And immediately passing the buck, it was David Hayline.
Why am I getting the sense that I've got all of some deja vu here that it's back in 1992. It's my first week here from my former radio station. All others to be excluded.
and you asked me who I was going to fire on the sales staff. Yes, and I'll ask you the same question now and during your coronation as Vice President General Manager.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it will be in the calendar year 2000 until you fire your first employee, until you have the first beheading?
There's absolutely no reason to even
be thinking about that.
But you will fire somebody in the year 2000.
No, people will leave if they
need to leave.
How long do you think it will be till the first person leaves under your regime?
You know, I couldn't even guess.
You know, technically,
I
hope it's never.
I mean, you know, because you were sales manager, I'm thinking that the sales staff pretty much has been under your guidance. Mm-hmm. So you got the people here that you wanted, at least for now. So, you know, the people that you would not have jurisdiction over would be like in the engineering and the programming department and stuff like that. So those would be the people.
We have some of the best
folks around.
Come on, let's be honest. Your program director is a shadow. He's never here. You talk about the engineers. Look at the crap in the studio, Alan. Can I tell you something about your general manager? You see this? No, this is blank screen.
Doesn't work.
I got no computer in here. I got nothing. Father Time has a computer over there.
All right, that looks great.
You know what? You know Buzz, don't you? Buzz Burbank?
Hi.
How you doing?
News guy, Buzz Burbank.
You got a big hefty raise or keeping you at the same salary?
I normally don't speak about my
compensation.
Did you get a raise? Let's leave it at that.
It's inevitable.
All right, maybe you'll answer this one.
Hi, David.
There's David Hanlon.
You asked about folks? There's David Hanlon.
Okay. He just indicated you're on the block here, Dave.
Tell me how great it was with your wife the night after you found out you were the general manager. Whenever the first night was that you had glorious relations with your wife. And you
general manager.
I mean this with all due respect. Your wife looked just fabulous at the Christmas party.
My wife is terrific, and she's great.
So how was it having sex with the general manager's wife?
Did it change things at all? Did you make her call you the general manager while you guys were doing it?
Answered the first question you asked me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which was what?
You asked me yesterday in jest, but
yes.
I guess it's filtering around that I orchestrated this whole announcement. Wasn't that the first question you asked me?
But I'd like to know, was it any different with your wife?
You know, with you guys after the party,
my wife.
When you went home,
my wife.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Well, it changed it for me.
If I got a big promotion, I go home. I would, you know, shoot my wife. And
my wife is very happy to hear the news. Very proud of me. And you know what can I tell you?
Okay.
So things were never. Was it the greatest night you've had since you've been married?
I've had incredibly great nights.
Was it the greatest night of sex you had since you've been married?
I think that's pretty good. It's got to be pretty good sex, general manager sex.
Oh, boy.
It's got to be better than general sales manager sex.
I'm
right?
Developing a brand new relationship with Alan right now. I feel that happening.
So why did you feel the need to orchestrate this at the Christmas party in front of all of these half-drunk employees?
After Ken came in, told me the news, and said, keep it, you know, low, because we've got to figure out how to announce it, when to announce it. He said, but I'm not going to be here on Monday. I said, well, is there a memo coming out? I'd kind of like to know how people are going to find out.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, there's something from corporate coming down Monday afternoon. I said, but you're not going to be here Monday afternoon. He said, hold on, let me stop you for that. You know, he's so much younger than Ken. I'm just dealing with a much older general manager.
Yeah, I mean, he is younger.
He's much younger.
He's much more vibrant than Ken.
He's more assertive.
It's a different style. It's a style that, you know.
How old are you, Alan?
Just turned 40 this past year.
Just turned 40.
He's 40 years young.
Oh, my God.
He's younger than we are. Younger than we are.
That's a first. Oh, my!
He is younger than we are.
Is that not officially a first?
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? That is a horrible, horrible
thing. That's awful.
Because you're who you are. It's just, that's the first.
You realize you are the Dan Snyder of this radio station.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. I thought you were a little older than that.
Listen, are you going to keep the tombstone in the lobby?
The Ken's tombstone?
I don't pay much attention.
I think it's good for morale.
Said most people around here like it.
You know what, since
Ken is now the corporate guy to the radio station, I guess. I'll ask him what he would like to do with that to himself.
Smart answer.
All right, do you want to answer this first question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I would like to get this off the
chat and abbreviate it a little bit. You know, cut right to the chat.
I'm sorry, you have the radio.
Yeah, right.
Commercials. Oh, commercials, let me get
out of
here.
Come on.
Okay, bottom line is, Ken told me he wasn't going to be here Monday and probably not Tuesday, so I thought, wait a second. So you're going to see a memo come down from corporate, it's going to hit everybody's desks, and then what?
Huh?
Okay, right. Whatever.
So you didn't like the idea that Ken was going to be out of the building and there was going to be a memo and he wouldn't be here. And...
I didn't really like that either.
Okay. Are you sure there wasn't a part of you that just thought, you know, I've got this job that I've always my dream job and I don't want to wait until Monday.
I don't want to wait until today.
Tell them tonight, Ken.
Absolutely not. I demand you tell them tonight.
I demand.
Tell them tonight at the Christmas party when they're all half drunk.
I just wanted to make.
When Bobby will cry.
Tell them tonight.
Oh, God.
Hey, she was crying.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
People are very close to Ken around here.
I understand.
Ken is like a security blanket for a lot of people.
Absolutely. An emotional moment. Absolutely.
I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See, that was the reason, basically. You wanted him to be around and you to be around.
I thought it was important for both of us to be around during the announcement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well, you are, in fact, the new general manager of this radio station and, you know, in essence, our boss.
And we offer our congratulations. Alan Limon, the new vice president, general manager.
You know, Parcells said that if I had a problem, I should still call him. You know, that's absolutely fine. All right, thank you. Thank you. Bill Belichick, everybody. The new general manager of WJFKFM.
You win.
Oh, my God. And nobody tell Alan this, but there's only one person I heard today calling him Bill Belichick.
Ah, really?
That's right. Me.
Oh, really? You?
I just made it up when he was in here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, well, there he is.
Yeah, a lot of people happy for Alan around here. Alan is, for now, a well-liked guy around here.
That'll change.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Different style, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll see how he handles the first FCC action.
Absolutely.
We'll find out exactly what kind of man Al Limon is.
Yes, that's where the relationship will really blossom.
Big Al, your radio pal.
Or wither and die.
Who knows? It's a drama that will play out here.
It is. In front of you guys.
Hey.
And I had no idea. I mean, the one shock of shocks, the one thing I didn't know, was the deal that he just recently turned 40.
Yeah,
we're all basically the same age.
That is.
Well, you're 41 now, right?
Yeah. Yes, 41.
Right. Okay.
That is akin to. I remember in Playboy, the first time I saw a centerfold.
Yes,
who was younger than I was. That's another time when you realize,
right,
you know,
mm-hmm,
that Buzz Burbank's father's time is creeping up on you.
I know. Yes. That's really one that is a significant develop. 5 short years behind me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please, Buzz.
15 years behind.
You were 15 years behind him.
You know, I forgot to tell you this one. I had my New Year's Day party. The funniest thing, and I'm sure you got it as much as I did, but everybody was saying, I had no idea that Buzz looked the way he did.
I thought he was much older. All those people that know that just listen to the show.
Yeah, gotcha.
It was great.
No, he looks, I said, and of course my line was, he looks remarkable for his age.
Time out. We'll be back with more show. I think the freak show is coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHTK. Your home of the Kings.
Call back. I thought this was a very interesting piece of news that I just got from Frieda.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She called during the break. We were talking about boring stuff like furniture and junk like that. And she said, I knew that she was up.
There she is.
I knew that she was going out tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know, I swear, there's got to be a better cell phone system in the Washington area. You'd think we lived in the middle of Africa.
You know, what it is you're calling right now when everybody's talking. That's the way it's been explained to me, is that when you're calling, like, during rush hour, when people are driving, that's when the system is at its absolute worst. But let's do that.
Well, also, I'm calling from Bethesda, which is, you know, a suburb so close into Washington, and it's bad every day here. I mean, no matter what time I'm.
Honey, listen, you're through now. Listen, here's what I want to tell everybody. I knew that my wife was going out tonight. She had mentioned to me this morning, says, hey, I'm not going to be around tonight. I'm going out to dinner. So I just assumed she was going out with her regular rat pack of friends.
Right.
Tonight she's going out
with Ken's wife.
Really?
I mean, I'm not saying that she's not your friend. It's just she's not in your normal rat pack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not in the bunny rotation.
Yeah, no, she is. You know, I mean, she's one of those friends where I mean to get together because we have a lot in common. We both have a husband who can, you know, is temperamental, and we both have the one son, only child deal.
Whatever the reason is that you're going.
And we're neighbors.
I want you to pump her for information.
This might be the most important dinner of your life.
Yes, you have a very important mission tonight. Tonight, you are to find out how involved Ken is going to maintain here in this radio station. How involved he's going to be.
Radio will come up in the conversation.
No, you know it will come up.
Husband and decorating.
Here's what you have to find out. Honey, listen to me. First, you find out. Actually, this is before even that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you have to find out is when the hell Ken is going to put us on that station in New York that he's running.
Yeah, and give her some propaganda, too, like Don is, waking up in the middle of the night, you know, saying, hey, W. Like that.
No, I'll tell her that you're not very stable, that you're a little shaky, that, you know, you could just fall apart, that you really want to quit the business, and that you just want to scale back, maybe move to a small town.
Shut up with that. Just find out from her. You know what you can do? You can tell her that it is. Here's what you can do. As you're sitting there sipping your white wine with her, whenever you have, like you have your finger sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
You can just say, you know, Roz, it'd be so great when Ken hires Don and Mike for WNEW, because then, you know, we'll be able to go up to New York on the weekends, and,
right.
You know, all of us will be able to go out to eat.
Excellent.
You know, the only thing I'll say
to her is, my, how lucky you are that your husband spends so much time out of town. Wish mine would. And then maybe that would inspire it.
I'm very serious with them. I want you to drop some kind of a hint on her to let her know that Mike and I fully expect any day now the telephone's going to ring and Ken is going to hire us for WNEW in New York.
Due to the fact that we feel primarily responsible for Ken's success.
Do you really think that's necessary?
Yes.
Do you think that you guys are so subtle that Ken has no idea that you would like to...
It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the power of wives in America.
She will go home then and she will reinforce that to Ken.
They really want to be on there, Ken.
Yeah, let that be. Absolutely, Mike. That should be the first thing she says when she comes home tonight.
Right.
Man, I went out to dinner with Frida and all she did was talk about how Don and Mike want to be on WNEW.
So excited about it.
Don and Mike know they're going to be on WNEW.
Right.
Not want to be.
Yeah, have to be.
Know they're going to be on WNEW.
It has to be set up like if we didn't get on there, you know, it'd be a crushing disappointment.
You know, as a matter of fact, you might even mention to her, honey, do you remember this past summer when they offered me and Mike that job doing mornings up there?
I wish I could hear you. And it's a horrible, horrible show. So I'll just assume you're telling me to talk about girl stuff and compare decorating them.
No. She was so ironic about all of this.
You're breaking up.
Well, all right. Listen to the radio. I'll give you instructions on the radio. All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, so you can hear me.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Every once in a while.
Then listen. Here's the instruction.
Here, you want to talk to Bart?
I don't want to talk to him right now.
Daddy doesn't want to talk to you.
All right, put him on.
Well, all right.
Put him on.
Okay.
I'll give him the instructions.
I don't
want
to talk to you.
Hey, no, listen, I want to talk to you, bud. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, here's what I want you to do when I hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You tell Mommy when she goes out with Ken tonight that she is supposed to mention to Ken's wife, when she goes out with Ken's wife tonight, that she is supposed to mention how Uncle Mike and I are really looking forward to having our show carried in New York City.
Okay.
And, Barty, you remember this past summer when we talked about how Uncle Mike and I didn't want to move up to New York to go take that morning job?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
That station that offered us the job, that's the station that Ken is now the general manager at. So it would be good if Mommy mentioned that.
Sure.
That we stayed loyal to Ken.
Right.
And didn't take that.
So what am I supposed to...
Okay. Right. You tell Mommy that she is supposed to tell Ken's wife tonight.
You're supposed to tell Ken's wife tonight.
That Uncle Mike and I are really looking forward to getting on Ken's station in New York.
Right.
That Uncle Mike and Daddy are really looking forward to getting on Ken's station in New York.
And to remind Ken.
And to remind her that they were offered a morning job.
And we
didn't take it.
We turned that job down so that we could remain loyal to Ken.
And they turned it down so they could remain loyal to Ken.
And how does he thank us?
And how did he thank us?
By packing his bags and leaving town.
Yeah, now the only way
I'm
to make
doing
it...
doing something I couldn't hear.
And the only way to make it right is
Daddy
to put us on up there.
A lot of time away from his family and wouldn't have you to bond with, and he wouldn't be close
no, no, no.
anymore.
Daddy can do...
Go
listen.
A lot on
no, no, Daddy can do the show on satellite.
His career ahead of his family.
Honey, Daddy...
Mom,
can...
you said that was your ideal situation if that could work in New York.
Daddy can do the show on satellite to New York.
Daddy could do the show on satellite to New York.
Right. Yeah.
This would be another affiliate, only a real big one.
Right.
He's already doing the Redskins, and we already hardly see him at all.
Oh, please. We see each other so much, we're sick of each other.
Taking a very bad turn here.
I'm not talking about you, buddy. I'm talking about Mommy.
Oh, well, I'm still sick of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, poor Danny. Just joking.
I know you are. All right. Listen,
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too. Just make sure you give Mom those instructions the whole way home.
I already did.
All right, but no, keep doing it. Do it in that way. You know that way you have?
No.
Come on, you know. Like when you want something and you won't stop asking
like
for it.
Like a dog.
Yeah,
why
absolutely.
Are you doing that?
Because I have to go on with the show now. So you handle that for me, please, okay?
But, Dad, I don't want it because I don't want you to have to go to meetings in New York.
I'm not going to have to go to meetings in New York, Barty.
That's part of the equation, too. Daddy won't have to go to meetings in New York. Absolutely unnecessary.
No. If they want to have a meeting, they can come down here.
Absolutely.
You swear to God?
From my end, yes, I do.
Now, you swear to God you'll never go to New York?
I might have to go sometimes. Yeah.
Have to.
But I won't move there.
Have to.
I might have to go up for an occasional day or two.
Have to.
Yes, I might have to, right?
An occasional day or two turns into 2 a month, which turns into 2 a week, which turns into getting your own apartment up there. Who says that?
My goodness, he's been listening to Mommy, hasn't he?
Who says that? No, this is a whole discussion we had about that morning job, and we were offered that morning job.
Right, exactly.
That's why we're not doing that. But there's no reason that Ken can't turn on the satellite.
That's what we want.
And pick this show up and run it on WNEW.
That's what we want. We want that quickly.
So you tell Mommy to make sure she delivers that message tonight, okay?
Okay, deliver the message, Mom.
All right, thank you, bud.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll see you tonight. I love you.
I love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, how sad that is that now we're down to manipulating our careers through my wife.
Yeah, but you know she's going to talk about that career. That's going to be it.
No, I bet she works it in.
You think she'd work it in?
Yeah, she's loyal like that.
She gets information, which is always...
Yes, she does.
Very good at that.
She doesn't always tell me all of it, but she'll get some information.
Excellent.
Absolutely, she will.
Very, very good.
Right.
Where are the freaks at?
Freak? You know, I'm getting worried about this freak show now. The freaks are, I think, an hour late. Hey, hi, Colette.
Hi.
Hi, it's Don and Mike again. Do we have any freaks here? Just one, Charlie?
Just one.
Just one. Which one is it?
What's your name, sir?
What?
What freak? I guess Charlie knows, Colette.
Hold on, Colette. It's the gentleman with the head surgery.
Oh my God.
The guy who's had 9 brain operations?
Well, I mean, if he's the only freak that shows up, he wins by default.
Well, we'll give it a little more time. I'll wait for some other freaks to show up.
And what happens if they don't?
Well, then he would win if he's the only one who shows up.
And he's just going to show us the 9 scars from his 9 brain operations.
Right.
And the prize is Redskin playoff tickets and a mattress, right?
Yes, and sideline pass.
Right. He'll probably be tired after he goes there with 9 brain operations.
At all. 4 passes for tomorrow's game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Colette.
Hey, you're welcome.
You know what, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the light bulb eater and wait for the metal screw eater and the guy that's going to eat goldfish,
right? Mm.
Because I know at least one of them called and said they were caught in that... Backup on 66, that sound like a 10-mile backup.
All right, but let's hope we get another freak out here.
Wait just a couple minutes for the freeze. Oh, the show's not even halfway over yet. Listen, before we get to Chuck Stossel, Puerto Rico's favorite son, let's give away some money, or at least try to.
All right.
Give you a chance to win up to $10,000 right now with the Secret Celebrity Laugh.
The laugh, and the more I hear it, the less I know.
Really?
Yep.
Listen, Mike. Who is that celebrity? Who is that national celebrity?
Jim Carrey.
Who is this? And that is not Jim Carrey.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
All right.
If you have a guess, now's the time to call the Rockhead. Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Caller number 100 gets a shot at up to 10 grand right now.
This is the Don and Mike's favorite damn dummy. Don and Mike.
I stand by for Stossel in the movie report.
Excellent.
But please. The coach having touched tone. Okay, BBL. Who just mentioned the butt again?
I did. And you know, even when joking, it's a constant source of entertainment for me in a variety of ways. Maybe I do have a problem.
For all the talking you do about me with the butt.
Yeah, I know. I talk about the butt.
I could just describe it to the butt in... talking about his diet.
Yes, and how I you know, stifle my cravings.
I'm Caller 100.
Yes, you sure are. What is your name?
My name is Dina.
Hello, Dina. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Dina, thank you for listening on JFK Jr. in Baltimore. Just for being caller number 100, you won a $50 gift certificate to CDNow.com. CDNow.com is your online music destination.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Dina, tell me something. Now that the Ravens season is over, is JFK Jr. running the whole show again?
He's dead.
No, that is what we affectionately refer to the radio station in Baltimore as.
Is our station in Baltimore, now that the season is over, they are.
Better.
Very good. All right, good. And of course,
I'm calling for the secret sound because I know who it is.
She's totally focused on the call.
Focus on that, you can understand that.
They're not going to get any information out of her. Maybe someone will call later. I'd be curious to know because they had been cutting the show off at 7 to go to this Raven show every night.
It's very frustrating.
And now that the season is over, I hope they're running the entire show. But hold on.
I'll have to call back tomorrow and let you know that.
Hold on. Here is our producer. You have to call me at home tomorrow.
How are you feeling, Charlie?
Tomorrow, we won't be here.
Charlie, you don't look well.
I'm not feeling too perky. No.
Really?
Hi, Chuck. Hello. They are not running the show in its entirety.
Why?
I don't know. I believe Ken had once said that coach's show was year-round.
Year-round coach's show?
Well, a football coach's show year-round. I'm not yelling at you.
You can. I can't believe that.
That sucks.
All right, well, I'll have my wife bring that up with Ken's wife tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to check with Alan.
But I'll tell you something. It is brilliant to run a football coach's show year-round.
Year-round.
Oh, yeah.
At 7 o'clock at night.
All right. Right around spring training.
Thank you, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, mention that to Coach Belichick, please. Hold on. Here is Big Gum Jim.
Big Gum Jim. With his new winter look.
The Randy Moss Oval.
Hi, Big Gum Jim.
Dave Carberry from WJKAM just called to tell me that starting next week, the Tuesday through Friday coach's show is gone.
All right, good.
Excellent. It will be you guys.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Big Jimmy.
And way to go for the guy, whoever that Dave Cadbury cream egg is. I mean, that's terrific that he was, you know, on the ball and decided to call. They never do that.
And very nice with the pronunciation, Big Gum Jimmy.
Please help Boris.
Randy Ball. Okay, hey, listen, Dina.
Yes, sir.
Dina, here we go. We have the secret celebrity laugh worth $500 at least. You think you know who it is, huh?
I think I know who it is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, because you're so confident, I'm only going to double the jackpot.
Ooh.
So, Dina, you will be playing for $1,000.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Please do not answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. We wish you...
Godspeed, caller. Name this secret celebrity laugh.
There is the secret celebrity laugh. Nationally recognized celebrity, that laugh is worth $1,000.
Yes.
Dina, for $1,000 American dollars, who is that?
Don Knotts.
Would you please repeat that?
Don Knotts.
No. Damn. No.
Nope.
No.
No.
Well, thank you for letting me try.
Dina, thank you. And remember that every guest is a clue for you. For you with a secret celebrity sound. Now, joining us in studio for the first time in the year 2000, let me play him in with his brand new intro.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stocko.
Nice hat. Here he is. Next to Ricky Martin, the most famous Puerto Rican and American.
And my mafia uncle.
Here he is. Chuck Stossel. Charlie, happy holidays.
Same to you.
Oh, how was your holiday season?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no, that's
not good. No, it was just one freak show, continual freak show afternoon. I had a nice few days. I had kids for a couple days. that's always nice.
Would you get a rent a kid again?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Brad and Brittany, the two that I normally, Brad hangs over the summer.
Don't you do that like a Big Brother thing or something like that?
Well, no, not formally, but these are, going back in history, these are two kids of a woman I used to date, and I'm still close with the kids, and with her mom.
So it gives you a little of the, you know, it's like having the family for Christmas.
It's kind of, sort of, yeah.
Like a temporary dad.
But if that was the good part, that we like hearing about the bad parts. We don't like to hear the good parts.
Oh, no, just, same thing happened to Rob. Got, you know, bowled over by flu-like symptoms.
That is a queer-looking hat you have on.
There's something wrong with that hat.
There's something very wrong.
It is the brim of the hat, I think.
Really?
That is wrong.
No, yeah. I know what it is.
What is it, Robbie?
It's cut like a 1940s hat, whereas it doesn't like have a crown in the front. It looks like the hat from The Natural.
Yeah.
Like Spanky would wear.
I hate those hats. You know, those hats are popular nowadays, and I'd like to see them go back to the old hats that they had, where you had, you know,
where we had basically the billboard on the front.
Yeah, those hats I like.
Charlie, try this. Take the brim of the hat.
Roll it up like that.
I did roll it.
You're doing it.
Wait,
you know what?
Let me just see it.
Put it on there.
I'm not
going to
do anything goofy. It's the way it sits on your head.
Oh, like a rapper. Thank you.
Yo, Charlie.
My name is Charlie, and my wife was a lesbo.
Yo.
So you had a decent holiday.
It was fine.
Have you been laid since the last time you were on the show?
No.
Oh, it's not.
It's, you know, I'm not looking. It's not a priority.
That's
just
terrible.
So you're 0 for 2,000.
Thus far, the year 2,000.
Days.
Okay, 0 for 6 days.
You ever think,
and I mean this, I don't mean
in
this.
In all sincerity, I'm sure you do.
I don't mean this to offend it, but I mean it as a personal question.
Talking with somebody else.
Quiet. Three times when you're alone, when you're just thinking about your life, have you ever at all explored maybe the potential of joining the clergy? I mean, really just maybe, you know, going towards a...
You've got the celibacy thing.
You've got kind of a priest-like outlook.
And I certainly would never...
Father Stossel.
I certainly would never tell any exploits with you guys. I'm over for January, and there's no priesthood in my future.
You're a good caller.
You
would, Charlie. Father Stossel. I mean, does that not have
to be on
TV? Father Stossel Ministry.
It's not happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Freaking way. Although you'd be pegged right away as one of those guys that like to fool around with little boys.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you put Charlie in the suit, right away you can say,
"Hey, you look pedophile." That's the first thing you say?
Have we said Happy New Year to you?
Yes, Charlie. So great to be back.
After all that time at the Christmas party, that frivolity that went on, all that goodwill, it's out there.
Oh,
freaking
God.
Mommy, Father, Stossel, Puppy New Year.
Oh, boy.
All right, Chuck. What's new with the movies this weekend? Charlie comes to us via the auspices of the AMC Theater.
We have three this week. We'll start at the bottom, go to the top as usual. No falling on theaters.
Is this with the...
Ethan Hawke.
He has to be the most stone-faced
actor in the world. Horrible, and he looks like he's never bathed.
And he needs a washcloth.
He needs Brad Pitt to be introduced to soap and a washcloth. It is a story about a relationship that took place early on in his life with a Japanese girl. As they grow up, they grow apart because of the war. He comes back as a reporter covering the trial of what is now her husband. They haven't seen each other in so long, and they rekindle. Yeah, thank you. They rekindle the flames of passion.
He's horrible. I hate him. Any movie he's in,
this is a movie, though, that is pretty to look at. You know, shot very nicely, but just
pretty.
Pretty. It was a pretty movie.
It's pretty to look at, dear.
And that's that is. How many porcelain dolls, how many porcelain Jesuses do you give this one, Father Stossel?
Buddy Jesus, the Buddy Christ. One and a half.
One and a half. Okay.
And a half.
Lousy.
Two good movies, then. We have left. Hurricane. This is a Denzel Washington picture.
Yeah, that looks good.
Small release this week. Then next week it expands to a wide release all over the country.
You know what? I'm not looking forward to this movie.
I don't know if you were in radio at the time when that record came out, Mike, the Bob Dylan record.
This is the journey of a hurricane.
No, I probably wasn't.
I hated that record. And because that record was so goddamn annoying, that Bob Dylan record was around 1978 or
75, 76,
yeah. I had to play it so many times.
Right.
I actually know the story of Reuben Hurricane Carter.
It is, he was convicted unjustly of a murder in Addison, New Jersey.
Every time I see the ad for the movie, it's great until they start playing that song. And then right away, I get that urge. I hate that song.
But you like Denzel. I mean,
love Denzel.
Denzel's got one of those actors where if he's in the movie, I'm going to go
great.
See him.
And it's now, you know, we said like Denzel Washington, Gene Hackman, people like this.
Yep.
You see them in a movie. Sean Connery, automatic gives it an air of quality that even if the movie is horrible, their performance is going to be great. But I can say that this movie is very, very good. It starts being very interesting once he gets into prison. He's very defiant when he goes into prison. You know, I am innocent. You can't break me. And he does everything. They try to break him in every way. And his spirit doesn't die. Eventually, some Canadians from the 51st state come down and take up his case so that eventually, you know, this is not any mystery. His case gets thrown out.
Right.
But the movie is great. Once he's in prison and that whole process of him trying to gain justice, fantastic performance. He should see an Oscar nomination.
He bulked up a little bit for this, didn't he?
He lost 40 pounds for the film.
And then he got all
cut up and just,
dreamy. Because, I mean, Hurricane Carter was a big guy. I mean, a big heavyweight guy, right?
How many Portland Jesus is he?
Three strong ones.
You know, on a better record, you'd be Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpion.
Well, that's a good record.
Here I am. Rock You Like a Hurricane. Here I am. And the third movie is
Magnolia.
The Tom Cruise movie.
Tom Cruise, a great ensemble cast. Jason Robards, Julianne Moore. Everybody who's basically in Boogie Nights is also in this picture by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also did Boogie Nights. Wonderfully written. It's hard to describe. It's almost like Seinfeld. What's it about? It's like watching five or six TV programs all at once. I didn't look at my watch. This movie is 3 hours and 20 minutes long. When you throw trailers on.
Aye.
The first time I looked at my watch, 2 hours and 45 minutes had gone by. It's like watching five or six programs on TV at once. How you can watch on Sunday night maybe X-Files, a football game, something on the History Channel or something on ESPN2, and just keep up with everything because you see how everything meshes itself together, and eventually all the stories start connecting as you go through. Tom Cruise is great in this movie as a guy who is a...
I think he's gay. That's just my way of...
Well,
not that there's anything wrong with
him. No, I'm pretty sure
Tom Cruise is gay.
He's a motivational speaker in this movie who teaches men how women should worship their places. No. On a guy, you should worship my COC.
Oh, you mean penis?
Yeah.
Right.
And how?
Why do you use that awful C word, John?
And how? Darling? And how you should tame the
body word?
Father, stop
with that. He asked me about my
penis. All he does is he comes up with these things. I'm going to show you how to make women think that you care about them. And and all these people are in the crowd. Yeah, it's just, he's so funny in the movie.
Oh, really?
And then Jason Robards is his father who's dying, ties in with Julianne Moore, his wife, it all messes up.
It works.
It's great writing, and it's like Boogie Nights where it's shot in a lot of the same way where you get slow motion and stop action where then they'll explain what's going on, and it just continues. It's great. It's a wonderful movie.
How many porcelain Jesus?
Four porcelain Jesus.
Is that wide this weekend?
Yeah,
go wider, right?
All right, thank you. Chuck Stockman.
Father Stossel, hold on a minute.
And now, the bride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man, Charlie Stossel.
All right, Father Stossel, you are dismissed. The pew is closed.
Dominique Sanctuary. I will be with you now.
Enjoy the game.
Bye-bye, Chuck.
With that hat, we'll enjoy it a little more.
With that hat, I guarantee you won't be getting laid tonight. I'll be 0 for 7 in the year 2000 for Chuck Stossel.
And normally a guy with that little hair, you know, a hat improves the look.
No. We'll be back in just a moment.
He's the Dawn and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Ladies are always encouraged to call the John and Mike Show at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get intimate.
So crazy someplace else.
We're all stocked up here.
Stay cool. Stay cool. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm getting tired of those returning bumpers. I think that next week we're getting Dude Walker in here to have a new session. Are we doing that next week, Rob? Next week on that, have some new bumpers.
That's always a lot of fun because we do them right here live.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
This is Matt from Kansas, Wichita.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a question for you. I haven't been able to hear a lot since you've been back. How come you guys aren't going to Sopranos? You're sending those other two guys.
Because Mike's playing in a charity hockey game next weekend, and I'm counting on the fact that the Redskins are going to beat the Lions tomorrow, and I will have to work on the Redskins radio broadcast next weekend.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just didn't hear what was going on that. I knew you guys weren't...
And to be honest with you, frankly, we've always wanted to get Homo Joe and Rob together. That's always been a goal of ours.
Now, they do have separate hotel rooms in New York. Rob was very happy to hear that development today.
Oh, but I don't see why.
We're trying to make them a joining room.
That'd be perfect.
Hey, also, I wanted to ask about you guys, how your guys' fantasy teams...
You know what? I will indulge you on the one question, but on the other one, I'm sorry. You got to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That is an insult
to my doctor.
And I think that's very...
To my doctor. That's very big of you, because you had a very successful year.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like repeating stuff over and over.
Right?
You know, sorry. Thank you, though.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Listen to me. Very big of me not saying it either, because I was happy. I won $250.
You did pretty good.
You did great.
You made all the way to the Super Bowl.
Charlie went $350.
Huh. You won the Super Bowl.
I got 50 cents.
You want to talk to a hayseed?
Yes, I do.
All right, here's a hayseed calling us from South Carolina. Hello?
Hello?
Billy.
Go ahead, hayseed.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell y'all what a great job y'all are doing.
Gomer says, hey. Well, that's wonderful. We appreciate that.
I can't believe I finally got through to you. I've been trying for a while now.
Mm-hmm. What, you been busy?
Yeah.
I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck.
Gomer says, hey, 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 hey.
Hey, where's that phone? Do we still have Gomer says, hey?
Somewhere. Give me a second.
I bet it's under the G's, Robbie.
Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Yo, Billy, what can we do for you?
Do what?
Why did you call?
Oh, I just called to tell y'all was doing a good job, and I enjoy listening to y'all every day.
Oh, so you just called to say hey?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, we say hey back at you. Enjoy your Jim Neighbors music. Now we're speaking your language. Gomer says, hey.
Gomer says, hey.
Gomer says, hey.
Remember. Gomer says, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hi. Oh, God, was that your gay Gomer?
Well, you know, if you listen to that song closely, you know, Gomer says, hi.
Hey, Jim Neighbors.
Hello there.
Jim Neighbors.
Right.
What's that joke?
The Rock Hudson joke?
Yeah. Rock Hudson had Neighbors. Yeah.
That's right. And then what? Someone just screamed and hung up.
I don't know what they were saying. Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello, I need to speak to Don Mike.
Right here, present.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
How you doing? I need a date, man.
Pardon me?
I need a date.
So do I.
You can help me out.
What is it, January 7th?
Not today, kid. I'll be out.
Sorry about that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, got a King of the Anuses and Green Anuses.
Pardon me?
From the best stuff you had going last week, all the shows with the anus in the name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Don't say that. That's illegal.
I can't wait for you guys to come
back. That's a violation.
Oh,
no. That's a serious violation.
Right.
Not allowed.
Disqualification.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Peace in the house of L.A.
We're moving into the area of the gentlemen that really don't have dates this evening.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
G to the R to the A-N-T. The rapping M, effort from I-C-T.
All right, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A lot of lonely men.
Go down with that. Hello.
Don and
Dynamite.
Yes, we are.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you I saw Gilligan at a strip joint in Reno over New Year's.
Did he talk about banging, what's her name?
I did. I asked him how Ginger was. And he said that he definitely gave her the high hard one.
Really?
Really.
Skipper!
I just had to buy him a couple drinks and loosened right up.
Oh, now, come on, don't lie, because the show where Gilligan said that he had sex with Ginger was on just 2 nights ago.
That's correct. Right. That's why I brought it up.
Well, you said you saw him over the holidays.
Well, he was sitting right next to Elvis.
Oh, yeah, we got him.
All right.
That was not difficult to ferret that guy out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He doesn't have a date either.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're on the air.
Hi, I want my birthday blanket.
Oh, very good.
All right.
What's your name?
Jan.
How old are you today?
22.
Really? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
The celebrity?
Yes.
Leticia Casa?
Pardon me?
What? You're doing right.
Leticia Casa?
Huh?
Leticia Casa.
Who is Leticia Casa?
Victoria's Secret model.
Well, you know, I guess we can accept the Victoria's Secret model.
You know, that Victoria's Secret commercial that they're running right now for the new sale? I swear to God, that is about as close as you're going to get to porn with people keeping their clothes on.
That's why they keep those malls busy.
When those girls come out with those bras on, oh, my God.
You hear the angels sing.
I mean, it's like, you know, I almost expect to hear our pornographic music playing. that is the absolute...
Yep.
Sexiest commercial, because all they do is just focus in on breasticles.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're sitting there and you're just watching the Drew Carey show.
No nipples, though.
And you think that there's no chance that you're going to even think of anything sexual at all.
And then they arrive.
And then all of a sudden, it's like 30 seconds is just big, gigantic, boom!
On skinny women.
All over the screen, yeah. God damn, that's a great commercial.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
You know what's my favorite commercial, though? Even better than the Victoria's Secret. The Budweiser commercial.
Oh, yeah.
With the brothers on the phone.
Oh, you mean the guys that are...
The guys that go, yeah, right down.
No, that's fantastic. That is
yeah,
great.
That is a great commercial, and I've seen a new version of it. I've seen one that has four guys, but I saw one the other night on Monday Night Football that has six guys.
And the editing on that is fantastic.
Where those guys all go,
watching the game, having a buzz.
True.
I was talking to Jim McCarr about that commercial, and he decided that is the closest representation to what it's like to work here.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we'll greet each other in the hall and just go.
I'm guessing you've not seen that one, Father Tom.
I haven't seen that commercial.
Doctor.
Sorry. Well, I did see the Victoria's Secret. I saw one today that made me laugh out loud, and I don't think it might have been a promo, but it was for, believe it or not, I'm watching the Outdoor Channel or whatever that ESPN Outdoors, and it shows this, it's a real slow shot of a fish's face, and it shows the guy, and then about 5 seconds in, you know what they're doing, and it's going to be a kiss. And you know the guy's coming in closer, and it's a real fish's mouth, and you think, okay, he's going to kiss it, but then you see his lips part a little bit as he gets closer to the fish, and then he puts his lips on the fish, and you know, that's okay. But then they pull away, and the saliva string between the fish and the guy's face. It was great.
But see, while that does sound like a great commercial,
yes,
if it was on like one of those fishing shows, like which, the real guys, it would have, like,
you know,
that.
I just remember what it is. It's for like Rapella, which is a lure company. So you'll never see that
on mainstream television.
On mainstream TV, so it's lost with the guy. But the saliva string between the real fish's mouth and the guy's mouth was something to behold.
Buzz, if you happen to watch any of the football this weekend,
yes,
keep an eye out for the Budweiser.
I'll watch for the Budweiser.
What's up? Yeah! 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 What's up?
Great commercial.
It really is.
Kicks ass. Really almost makes you want to go out and buy a Budweiser.
It
which
does.
I guess is maybe the purpose of the whole
idea.
Thing.
Yes, of course. Because in their own way, those guys are what you want to be. You want to be sitting on your couch talking to like eight guys on the phone going,
I'm
watching the game, having a bud.
There you go.
True that.
Oh, listen, honey, you want to be spanked?
Yeah.
Okay, I almost forgot about you. How old are you?
22.
All right, will you be a good girl and pull your pants down?
Okay.
And your underpants?
All right.
Please?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be using a frying pan on you.
Good luck, Leticia.
Are you ready?
Thanks.
Here we go. One. Two.
This is a hot pan.
Three.
Hot pan.
New.
Four.
New for my two pan.
Five.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11.
Oh, my hot pan.
John,
really, just to show my Tahitian war clubs here how incredibly powerful I am and how wet
hands
these meat hooks are.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Here, I'm putting them on the grill.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at that.
There, my hands are as hot as that plate.
My hands.
Look at my hands.
All right, here we go, Leticia. 12.
Hello?
Hello?
13. 14. 15. 17, 18, 19,
20, 21,
22.
There's a girl responds to a hot pan.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Hello. Hi, happy birthday, Doug.
Down in my show.
What's up?
What are you doing?
What's up?
What are you doing? Hey, we had a few spankings already for the new year.
What?
I said, we've had a few spankings already.
Yeah.
I'm making a call out for some soup. I need some soup.
Well, if any girls call to serve the soup, we'll put them right on.
Okay, that's what I'm calling out for. Come on, all you girls.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ, how horny is that guy?
Calling a radio show.
No date.
To have girls stir the soup.
Right.
We're at that time, no date.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Glad you guys got rid of that dude. He's a little scary. Hey,
not like you.
Well, exactly. Hey, that fish you were talking about on the Budweiser commercial, it's called a turbo.
That the fish is not on a Budweiser commercial.
The fish is on a commercial on like one of those outdoor channels.
Right. Well, sure, dry. I wanted to call the Budweiser because I was drinking that at the time.
What?
Hello, Don and my show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, what's up?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know. My name's Jay. I work for a toy company in Columbia.
You know, that would be a good... Hold on. That would be a good spot if you did a spot with white guys. What up? Or, hi there.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you?
And then they would just go... like they were going to the doctor.
They were almost like they were singing.
Oh. Hey, what's up? Hey, fellows.
What are you doing?
What's going on?
We're watching the cooking channel.
I'm having a Budweiser.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Your guy works in a toy store.
Yeah, my boss works in a toy store. I work in a toy store. My boss, he's a big Don and Mike fan, and we were talking today in the office about getting a Don and Mike action figure made. Not like that.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike here. What a waste of time. Oh, man, I'd love to have one, though.
Hey, Tom Gavin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Tommy.
Tom, how do you spell Budweiser?
Bud, B-A-D, Weiser, W-A-R-R-N.
Tom the Monster, back in the year 2000.
All right, a nice cool glass of bad wine.
Right, what can we do for you, Tommy?
How you guys doing?
Doing great, Tom.
Where is Charlie at?
Charlie Broyhill?
No.
Charlie 2X Stabilak?
Yes.
Oh, he's gone home with the flu. He's got diarrhea.
He's right here. Hi there, Mike.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you doing?
How are you today, Charlie?
I'm doing fine.
What did you have for breakfast this morning, Charlie?
Hey, Tom, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, we understand that Tom Gavin lives in a group home.
Really, guys, he lives in a, what do you call it?
A group home.
Yeah, a church.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, Charlie, it's Rob. I wanted to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice new year with all your friends?
Yeah.
Did they do anything special for you?
I went to
the group home.
No, I found a happy new year.
What?
Listen, I
found a